This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine, all the way from the Victorian Pride Centre here in St Kilda. It's Tass and Justine Della River this morning. Good morning to you.
Thanks, Taz. And our first guest is the Lord Mayor, Sally Capp. And Sally is a regular here on Joy and on SatMag. Sally is also a huge supporter of the LGBTIQ community. Welcome, Sally.
Good morning, Justine. What an honour, and I can't wait to be a regular in the Pride Centre itself.
Good morning. Great to have you back on the airwaves. And I have to say this, Sally, we did have Macca on for a few minutes just beforehand, and he did ask whether Sally Von Capp was on this morning. And would would Sally Von Capp actually sing a line or two for us?
Oh, my gosh. I thought we were going to escape that.
So how's your week been, Sally?
Well, it's been absolutely fantastic because the city is reopening, and from last Friday at 6 p.m, retail could open, more capacity in our hospitality. We've seen more galleries open, theatres start opening in the week ahead. What is not to love at the moment?
Yeah, I'm with you. I've had my... I've booked in to see a show at the old Flinders Street station, actually, and of course it got suspended and it got re-ticketed and then suspended, but I'm going tonight. I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. Is that Patricia?
It is, the Patricia Piccinini exhibition, so I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Look, I mean, I've seen lots of... I've seen lots of photos of her show, and I'm pretty familiar with her work, but I just want to be in the space. Looking so
I agree. It just adds so much to it. It's completely atmospheric. Yeah. So take your time. It's fantastic. And of course, we had the Play on Victoria concert last weekend, and there's spring racing carnival. So I think we're really building up our confidence to come back into those sort of high density environments and enjoy ourselves again.
Sally, I was driving through the city yesterday. I was off to pick my son up from school, which I haven't done for quite a while, and I actually got stuck in traffic.
Oh, and you enjoyed us.
Yes. I haven't had this experience for a while. And as I was going through the city, I did notice a number of the food and beverage retail shops still a little bit quiet. What is happening on that front in terms of employees and businesses and people coming back to the city from a work perspective?
It's such a good question, because now that restrictions are easing and that sense of delight about being able to reopen for our traders, the next big challenge is really the availability of staff. There are a number of organisations that have tried to calculate how many people left Australia in the last 20 months, and it's somewhere between 800,000 and 1 million people left our shores. And right in the mix of all of those, of course, is international students as well, who are terrific workers in our local hospitality and retail. They're great customers, but of course, backpackers, skilled migrants who left, which means that for a lot of our businesses, they're having to choose what are the hours that they can open, what are the days that they can open, simply because of availability of staff. So I do hope that as we see our interstate borders start to open, and then of course our national borders, that we can really welcome people back, because Australia needs people.
Well, I've got to say, Sally, I'm just going to interrupt quickly. I've got three lunch meetings booked next week in the CBD.
Fantastic.
I just can't wait to jump on the tram and be in town. So
thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, it's wanting to sort of have a bit of normality again and being able to support businesses and businesses that we like. And I'm not sure that I've got all the bookings sorted yet, so I need to get onto that pretty quickly, I suppose.
Well, look, Sally,
I was just going to ask what other activations are happening in the city to bring people in.
Well, this is the good news. Now that we are opening, more and more is possible. And, of course, for many of our events, we've had to plan for 23 scenarios. I've said this before, and we're absolutely delighted that the scenarios that allow more people to attend are more likely. But we kick off on the 15th of November with Melbourne Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. We also have Melbourne Fashion Festival in March, but Fashion Week is all about that runway to retail experience. We've got runways happening in iconic places around town. We've got pop-up runways happening around the streets of Melbourne. We've got all sorts of fun, special offers and activities. So we recommend that people come in, including Vogue Fashion Night Out, which is next Friday. And then we go into Melbourne Music Week at the end of November into December. And, I mean, we've got to get back to supporting our live performers, our artists, and Melbourne Music Week is just a plethora program of local talent in all sorts of venues, from small venues to large, so encouraging people to get involved. And then we are doing Christmas for 6 weeks this year.
Six
weeks of Christmas. I can't wait. For my family that tells me I have to wait till the 1st of December to put my tree up, bad luck.
No.
It's all going to start on the 12th. We've got more to say about that in the week ahead. But it's all of those things. And again, you know, Moulin Rouge will be premiering next Thursday. Harry Potter reopening. I've just seen all of the cast of Frozen walking into the theatre to rehearse and prepare for performances. It's that energy of people getting back to doing the things they love as part of their careers and the things they love as part of the entertainment and enjoyment of the city. It's really just an amazing feeling.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic, and so much to choose from as well. And I think having that diversity for people to pick what it is that they enjoy and want to come to and come out of our shells a little bit again.
Out of hibernation.
Yes.
Now tell me, when are we going to be able to come in and out of the Pride Centre?
You can now.
You can. So yesterday we opened the doors. And they're
today,
open today.
Oh, that is so exciting. Yep. I will head down. Yep. That is fabulous.
And I just thought we could be a very good runway.
Out.
We could be a runway too. Can Melbourne Fashion Week come to the city of Port Phillip?
Well, we can do our negotiations, but always for something special. I think that's important. And as you know, we're devastated that you're not in the city of Melbourne, but we're big supporters of the Pride Centre, and the whole of Australia should be, given the activities there, but of course keeping all of the important records and providing amazing services. It's really, I think, a resource for Australia.
Sally, on a slightly different topic, I hear that Melbourne City Council is going to be running a campaign to try to encourage people to either buy or rent in the CBD. What's driving that? What's behind that? Have sales or rentals been a bit sort of low of late?
Well, it's a combination of things, and it's really a part of learning, excuse me, from the past. When we had the financial crash in the late 80s, early 90s, when the New South Wales Premier at the time described us as a moribund city in a rust bucket state, and people seemed to be leaving in droves for Queensland. Does this remind you of any current situation? And part of the policies at the time, it was called Postcode 3000, implemented by the city, have literally transformed the city from a moribund city into one of the most livable cities. And a key element of that revival was to welcome residents to live in the city.
Yes.
Back in the mid-80s, there were only 685 people that lived in the HODL grid. There are now over 42,000 people that live in the HODL grid.
Wow.
And then think South Bank, think Docklands, and they've become the absolute heartbeat of the city. So we want to really build on the livability that Melbourne has and to welcome more residents back, because they know, we know they make such a difference. We've got two big urban renewal areas still underway that can welcome lots of new people. Arden, just near North Melbourne there, and Fisherman's Bend. But we do still have a lot of stock available. In fact, we've become one of the more affordable cities across Victoria comparatively. And we want to, you know, we really want to promote ourselves to people to say, come on in for both rental and buying. There are some fantastic stamp duty savings. We negotiated with the state government if you are buying. We're cheaper than renting in Adelaide at the moment.
Wow.
And somebody asked me the other day if I'm embarrassed by that. And frankly, no way. I'm singing it to the rooftops. Because we want to welcome people back in. And not only that, it's not just affordable to buy or rent, it's the affordability of living here, because our campaign is called This Is Your Local. You can hear my enthusiasm for it. And it means the NGV is your local gallery. The Botanic Gardens, Royal Park are your local parks and gardens. The best of the best in dining or the most quirky of bars, they are your local. Everything is literally on your doorstep when you live in the city. So we're promoting our creds.
I agree, Sally, that that love your local is such an important aspect to making people feel the city is a home. We've got Gavin texting in to say, hi, Joysters and Sally, love the new pedestrian areas on Elizabeth Street near Flinders Street. What are the plans to activate the area as it now needs people to stop and gather? Long-time city resident Gavin. So you've got people there already enjoying some of the new areas and that activation of the city.
It is great, and thank you, Gavin, because we've spent a lot of time making that a pedestrian zone at the bottom of Elizabeth Street, at Flinders Street, beautiful Bluestone Plaza areas now. We're adding more trees and greenery. I did actually think I was in an episode of Utopia the other day. We put up a great Christmas tree and then we put a big fence around it saying, warning, keep out, danger. But we are taking those fences away this week as more of our Christmas decorations roll out and add some real festivity. We've put in some permanent chairs for people to be able to stop, and we'll look to other activations as we go forward. But over Christmas, the city literally is coming alive with decorations and activities, including these selfies, which are like virtual reality elfies that you'll be able to find all over the city. So lots of fun and games like that, and we hope that'll help activate that area there in Elizabeth Street as well.
Sally, unfortunately we are out of time, but we do have another message here from Jerry, who says that they really enjoyed listening to you talking about the increase in city residents. Jerry says that they moved into the city and they thought they'd stay there for a year and then move back to the burbs. And, of course, that was 12 years ago. So thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you, Jerry.
And for all the people at Town Hall. Sally, thank you for your time again. Next time we look forward to seeing you in the studio. We'll have a bit more time, of course.
I'm booked in to come down and I can't wait. But I'll be there before that and I look forward to seeing you too, Justine.
Yeah.
And congratulations. It's just the most amazing place physically. And also, of course, all of the warm embrace and activities that happen inside. So I can't wait.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks heaps. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye. And thank you for always being available for us.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.